When analyzing the uppermost levels of the atmosphere, you'll analyze either 250 or 300 millibars. Which one you analyze will depend on the time of year. During the warm season, you'll usually want to go with 250 millibars, and during the cool season, you'll usually go with 300 millibars. During transition seasons, use whichever of the two best captures the fastest flow. The first variable recommended to analyze at this level is wind speeds. Along with contouring, wind is also usually shaded in. You can use whatever colors you want, though contouring in a solid blue line, and then using shades of blue and purple, are common for contouring and shading in the wind. It's also recommended to analyze the wind streamlines. Streamlines are drawn as long arrows that follow the wind. There are more streamlines where winds are faster, and fewer streamlines where the winds are slower. And these can be useful to find areas of convergence and divergence in the upper levels. The main features you want to look for at 250 and 300 millibars are troughs and ridges, along with jet streaks. Jet streaks aren't necessarily noted by anything in particular on the map, though it's still important to note where the jet streaks are located, which are areas of particularly high wind speeds.